Welcome to Equipped, a podcast by Connection Church. Equipped is a conversation about multiplying gospel community and fueling spiritual growth. We have one clear goal, to equip leaders to multiply. We want to help people follow Jesus, make disciples, lead small groups, and plant churches. My name is Jordan Thigpen, and I'll be leading you through today's conversation. Let's get equipped. Excited to be with you guys again this week for another episode of Equipped, where we are going to be talking about all things multiplication. Today, I want to give us a real quick, very brief conversation on the how of multiplication. So week one, we talked about why should we multiply? We are going to multiply. We're going to focus our spiritual life. We're going to focus our following of Jesus. We're going to focus the way that we interact with the world as followers of Jesus through the lens of multiplication, because it is our created intent and it is our restored purpose. In week one, we talked about how we were created before sin enters the world to multiply. God tells us that Adam and Eve were created and they were told to fill the earth, to multiply, to be fruitful and to multiply. And we see that Jesus restores that purpose. I'd love for you to go back and give us some feedback on the podcast for episode one, where we talked about why should we multiply. And then in week two, we talked about what is multiplication. And there's a lot of ways that we can answer that question. We could say it's small groups, having more and more small groups. We could say it's planting more and more churches. We could say it's making disciples and making more and more disciples. We could say lots of different things. And yes and amen to all of those things. My entire career is devoted to seeing some of those things that I listed happen. But in its essence, when we look at Scripture, and I pointed to the book of Acts, pointed to some of the Old Testament realities of Deuteronomy, and also in the book of Hebrews, what multiplication is in its most practical form is spiritual parenthood. The clearest illustration, or the clearest explanation of multiplication that we see in the New Testament is the fruit of a follower of Jesus' life connected to the power of the Holy Spirit as they invest in other people's lives. As I'm fumbling through my notes, trying to find exactly what I said. That's the heart of it, though. The heart of it is the fruit of a believer's life when it is connected to the power of the Holy Spirit. What we talked about with what multiplication is it is the fruit that is brought forth when it is uniquely blessed by God. And that's what I want for our Connect groups. That's what I want for our Connect group leaders, is that they would live and experience a life uniquely blessed by God. And what I know just so deep down, just at the core of who I am and what I believe, that God has unique blessings for us when we focus on multiplication, when we focus the energy of our life in the direction of forming the image and values of Jesus into another person, that He has unique blessings for that. That He gives unique Holy Spirit energy and power to that work. And now this week I want to talk about, how do we do that? How do we leverage our life for the purpose of multiplication? And I hope this isn't a dissatisfying answer, but I do believe that it reflects the truth and honesty of what I see in the New Testament. How we multiply happens through time and relationships. I was talking to a Connect group leader And I've had a couple of conversations with multiple Connect Group leaders, but they were sharing about how, you know, people were growing dissatisfied with sort of the approach to groups. So if you're not at Connection Church, what we use for our small group ministry is something called the 4-12 reading plan, where it's just a read the Bible in the year type of a plan. And we ask people to use what we call the life's transformational questions. What's God been doing in your life? What stood out to you in the reading of God's word this week? Or are there any questions around it? Is there anything that stood out to you? So that's one and two. What's God been showing you this week? What has stood out to you in God's word? And then how can we be praying for one another? We deeply believe and we hold dear that the secret sauce in those three questions is not deep, meaningful theological insight or some word of knowledge or even wisdom, but it is authenticity and transparency, because the aim of our small groups is to foster gospel community and fuel spiritual growth. And those questions make the type of space for relationships to form and for us to be authentic and transparent in community that then invites life transformation. That's the goal. That's what we want to see happen in the life of our groups. And so, so all that to say, I was talking to a Connect group leader, and they were saying there's times that the people in the group are saying that we just want to do another study. We don't necessarily want to keep going with this 4-12 reading plan. And they would ask, well, how come? Well, what's the reason for that? And the answer consistently was, I'm too busy to read. I'm too busy to do all of that reading. And so, you know, the reading, sometimes if you look at the 4-12 reading plan, just like any type of read the Bible in a year type plan, it is four or five chapters of reading. Sometimes a little passage in the Old Testament, a little bit of a Psalm, and then a little bit of the New Testament. And so the question is like, oh, was like all of it? Can you read some of it? And say, like, no, I don't have time to read at all. I'm not a reader. I just don't have the energy to read. And what I was talking to the Connect group leader about is that is an extremely common answer and difficulty that I've heard, not just here at Connection Church, but in my time in a church plant in DC, in my time in small groups throughout the decade or so that I've been in ministry, is what sometimes people are counting on is for a small group to be a spiritual B12 shot that is supposed to fix a problem that is caused by an unwillingness to take in the nutritional value that they need from daily time with the Lord. Let me try to say it more plainly. A lot of times people are counting on small group to be their relationship with Jesus. And so in that small group, they need some type of a unique insight or something that's exciting, something that makes them feel good, something that is a real shot in the arm, because when they wake up tomorrow, they're not going to prioritize time with Jesus. And this is not throwing stones at anybody, because I struggle with this, especially in this season. And it's not just because of having a newborn. There's mornings where my little rascal has slept great and I struggle to prioritize. I'm preaching on this upcoming week, and trying to be authentic and transparent in my own preaching. I realize that sometimes I can lose sight of my priorities of hearing my Savior's voice, of prioritizing my time with Him and protecting that time with Him. So what I was sharing with this Connect group leader is exactly what the how-to conversation that we're having this week about multiplication. What we're looking to lead people to is an authentic relationship with Jesus. And what I've begun to say a lot in my own Connect group is that I'm sticking to this 4-12 plan that we've laid out because I'm just as interested in what God is not doing in your life as I am interested in what God is doing in your life. Because then we get a chance to invite God to intervene, to move, the Holy Spirit to move in what we feel like God's not doing in our life. And we get a chance to maybe see the world differently. We get a chance to talk about it in community, to talk about like, hey, in that connect group, from that connect group leader that I was talking with, I would love for that connect group member to come to a place of realization and self-awareness to say, you know, I just don't feel like God speaks to me when I open the Bible. And now we get a chance in community to say, hey, you know, I wrestle with that too. I struggle with that too. Every time I open the Bible, it's not fireworks. But I can't get around the fact that God chose to write a book, that he has told us that this is his inspired, authoritative word to us, that it is breathed out and it is good for teaching and rebuking and correcting. And this is what I know. And this, now let me try to make it as practical and get straight to the point as I can. The point for that connect group leader is not that another study, some more rules, some more discipline, some more, there's no guilt trip. There's nothing that is going to solve this difficulty that they are experiencing with people in their group. Nothing is going to solve that difficulty in their life the way time and relationship is going to. What I believe is that what we see in the Gospels is Jesus prioritizing time and relationship with people, and the people that kept entering back into time with Jesus and a relationship with Jesus began to reap the spiritual benefits of following Jesus. How I would say that is that Peter was not always told every step along the way. He wasn't told the whole picture. He was always given his next step. He was always given a little bit more. And the longer he walked with Jesus, the longer he understood what his Savior's voice was like, what his heart was, what his values were, what his desires were. And I think as I thought about for this podcast this week, and it's also because it's really on my mind with preaching this upcoming weekend, is John 10. John 10 says, it says this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." This just stuck with me this whole week that he leads them out. I've always read that passage and thought, man, that's how we enter into salvation. That's how we enter into the presence of God. But it's even more than that. It says that that through that door, the sheep hear his voice and he calls his own sheep by name and he leads them out. If we fast forward, it says that the disciples didn't fully understand it. And Jesus says, "I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." He will go in and out and find pasture. Connect group leader, there is nothing that is going to bless the people in your connect group. There's nothing that is going to transform their life but Jesus. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the great shepherd. They are not going to go in and out and find pasture anywhere but the presence of Jesus. And what I believe that Jesus has commissioned us to do is to prioritize multiplication, to prioritize imparting the values, the vision, the life, the character of Jesus, and seeing that formed in another person's life. And I believe the Spirit blesses that. And the way that we do that is not through programs. It's not through big hype events. It's through time and relationship. And the best part is that a connect group already gives you that. A connect group is clearly a representation of a place in the life of our church where people have signed up to say, I want to give some of my time and open myself up to relationship for people to help shape and form the values of Jesus in me. You as a small group leader have the chance to steward that time and relationship. And what I'm saying is that if you will prioritize multiplying the life of Jesus into each person in your group based on the time and relationship you have with them, that you will see life transformation in them. I was impressed by when I was talking to that Connect group leader, one thing they said that really stuck with me, and it really gave me the courage to just hit record this week, if I'm being honest with you, to talk about it. As we were agreeing, like, it is time and relationships. What they said was, it takes steps. It takes steps. It does. It takes steps in walking with Jesus to hear his voice. I love that John 10 passage. The sheep hear his voice. Therefore, the great danger for us as the sheep is that we would hear the enemy's voice and mistake it as our Savior's. I just think there's so many people in our connect groups that they don't hear the Savior's voice. And whatever voice they are hearing, they can't distinguish between, is it my Savior or is it my enemy? So then the danger that comes in from the outside walls of the church that gets into the inside is that the people on the inside begin hearing the voices of those on the outside and mistaking them as voices on the inside. It takes steps. And the best thing for all of us as fellow sheep, those of us who are following Jesus, is to walk so close to the shepherd that when he goes left, I go left. When he goes right, I go right. And then we lead the sheep that are walking with us and beside us and near us, that if we will walk close to the shepherd, we'll be able to lead other people to follow in the steps of the shepherd. It takes steps. It takes steps. And I think, man, so why do we multiply? It was our created intent. It's our restored purpose. What is multiplication? It is the fruit that the Holy Spirit generates in our life as we try to invest time and relationship. And that's the how. As we invest time and relationship into people, we can count on that if we leverage that time and relationship for the purposes of multiplication, meaning that we try to be a spiritual parent and raise somebody up in the values and life of following Jesus, that the Holy Spirit uniquely blesses that. And this is the final challenge that I'd leave with you this week. That's not easy. Time and relationship are two of the hardest things to give other people. It's two of the hardest things to step into willingly and give other people, but it is the only thing that causes multiplication. And as practically speaking as I can be, within your connect group, within your relationships, even within your pastoring, everything is going to try to pull you away from the things that multiply. There's going to be such a whirlwind of distractions to say, what if we did another study? What if we did another sermon series? What if we did another event? What if we had another conference? What if we had another this or that? And those things are often, not always, but they are often a distraction from the time and relationship that happens in smaller rooms. This is something I've heard clearly the Lord say to me recently, and it's just stuck with me. Multiplication happens in smaller rooms. Multiplication doesn't happen on Sunday morning. Multiplication in the early church, if we read the book of Acts, it happened house to house, life to life, person to person, not gathering to gathering. The Lord added to their number day by day those who are being saved. You only meet for church one day a week, but day by day, if people are going to be getting saved and added to their number, that's multiplication. The amount of people that wind up showing on Sunday, that's addition. But throughout the week, multiplication happened in smaller rooms. In our ministries, whether it is us leading a connect group, whether it's us leading another ministry, whether it's us that are pastoring, if we will prioritize multiplication, meaning we'll prioritize for us as pastors, raising up people and investing in leaders, investing in investing even in church planters and disciple makers, if we are, we will prioritize equipping the saints, then we will experience a unique blessing because God loves to bless things that multiply. If you're a small group leader, if you will prioritize your time in relationship with people that you're beginning to see some multiplying fruit in their life, that may mean that there are six or seven other people in your group that you're not seeing unique fruit in their life yet. You're not seeing some of the evidence of multiplication, but think about your own story. Think about what it was when something began to shift in your life where God began to move in your heart and in your life to take you from just a consuming, a small group or consuming on Sunday morning and begin to give you a desire to contribute. That began to be a process where you began to have the heart of a multiplier. And God is in the business of doing that again and again and again. And he wants to use you and he wants to use me to do that. I deeply believe that in the life of Connection Church. And if you will prioritize time and relationship with the people that God is beginning to see multiplying fruit in their life, and don't get discouraged about the other six or seven. Don't get discouraged about, don't get distracted by the noise. Don't get discouraged by the noise. That's always going to be there. There's not enough programs, events, excitement, and feelings that we can consume. There's never enough of it. It's always going to cry out for more and more and more. But what do we want? We want to be like the sheep that are walking so close to the shepherd that he's leading us in and out to pasture. I love the simplicity of the desires of a sheep, right? A sheep wants to be safe and a sheep wants to be fed. And for us, if we will make the following of our Savior, we'll prioritize him being our safety. And that's hard, right? Because for a lot of us, it's easy to begin to have the desires of another job, a bigger house, another car, another thing, another this, another that, then I'll have safety. Or if I had another this or some more of that or some more of this, then I'd have pasture. But Jesus is our safety. Jesus is the one that leads us in and out to pasture. And so friends, if we will focus on the things that multiply, if we will hear his voice, what he tells us in John 10 is that he will lead us in and out to pasture. In other words, he'll lead us to safety when we need safety. He'll lead us to pasture to feed us when we need to be fed. What we say consistently in connect groups and in the life of our church is that a connect group, the three elements of a connect group is growth, care, and mission. And I always say that growth, the growth that you wish you had and the care you wish you received happens best as you prioritize the mission. And maybe we'll talk about that another time. But here's my encouragement to you, just like I did with the why, just like I did with the what, if I could give you one final exhortation, prioritize the time and relationship with the people that God's put in your life to see the Spirit move in a unique and fresh way to cause fruit in their life, that they would begin to follow Jesus, and that both those you're discipling and you yourself would hear the shepherd's voice and that he would lead you in and out to pasture. That's how you multiply. Hey, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. It's a lot of fun to have this conversation. It's a lot of fun just to think about these things sort of week after week. Love if you continue to spread the word about Equipped. And would mean a lot to me if you gave us a review, and I'd love even your feedback. I hope you have a great rest of your week.